Yom Tera. He's the Rosh Hashiva. Okay. Okay, here we go. We're on that Chof Ches Lame Beis, Lo Sof in the top. The Morit says a very important Yisoyit of Sofik to the Rosh HaSayachit. It says over here, Mas Soyit to Rosh HaSayachit. Let's do the top line. Mas Soyit to Rosh HaSayachit. Av Sheretz Rosh HaSayachit. Okay, and we mock him. It's really the middle of the Gemara, but let's just try anyway, learn the Gemara. Moria says that we learn out from the laws of Soita that if you have a suffix to the Rosh HaSayachit, it's Tomei. Correct? We're comparing a Soita to a Sheretz. A Soita, she goes into a room, Bechidus, with another man who's not her husband, and the husband warns her, don't do this. So the halach is Venitme'a. She's also Lebal, also Leboyal. But why? Maybe she did not do an Aveira. How do we know? It's a suffix. Memela, we learn here, Safik Tum Bereshus HaYachid is Tum. From here we can expand. Anytime you have a doubt, when you have a situation...
I mean, from there we learn that a Sheretz...
Touched food, you have a Safik,
it's Tum.
So we do not know. We find the dead Sheretz, and we find in its vicinity, right next to it, we find food.
No. And so we don't know if it touched
it. We do not
it.
Know. So therefore, what is Allah? Why do we go say that it's a Cheskas Chazokah? Cheskas Kashus, there's a Chazokah.
So we said, no, we learned
no,
from Saita.
Learn Saita, we learn from Saita, and the Saita is also a Safik, but once we learn from Saita, you have to be exactly like Saita. A Saita is where did the Maisa happen? In the Rishus HaYachid. So the only time we're going to say you have a Safik Tum, it's Tame, is only when it's going to be in the Rishus.
Why Dafka Sheridan? What about a different kind of tumah?
Why can we go see? Oh, yes, and you're very good. Cash luchayit zelbazach luchayit zemin. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Mr. Ron Goldberg.
Or let's say a nevela. What about what's the din?
I don't know. You're asking a lot of good questions, and I don't know. We have to go see.
So let's
see.
Ask.
My yes, good. Yes, and good stuff. If we learn the Gemara long enough, we'll figure out all the answers to the stuff.
Right.
We'll learn all the answers. Okay. Now, Mimakam Shabasa, Mas Soita Rishus Yachid, Av Sheretz Shayachid, Mas Soita Dava Shayesh Bedas Lishol. Okay, if we only came to learn this, we'll be Kedai. This is a very beautiful topic, the topic of Dava Shayesh Bedas. Look at the Haluk Rashi. The Haluk Rashi from Hashem's Torah. You have to say, when you learn Torah, you have to say that it's Hashem's Torah. You know that? Otherwise, it means you have no Yerushalayim. It should become an intellectual study. The Abish is Torah. It's Haluk, and it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Tzinar is...
And after you finish learning, don't go to your smartphone.
Don't go to the smartphone. And the Tzinar to bring down the chef of Kedush Torah is the Rashiva Shlita Rishol Lim Shlita.
Nay.
Vaita. Rashi over here says, here's the law. Imnit meisim lav. You can ask the woman. You can ask the woman. The woman over here was, the woman was secluded with a man that's not her husband. And you can ask her. And af chavches.
By the way, if you want, still orange juice. Not the same. You want? Okay.
We eventually we're gonna have hot food here also.
Nee.
Stick around long enough. We're gonna have cholent.
One second. Ma soita davar shesh v'das.
Ma dover. Ma soita rash. The Rashi here says ma soita davar shesh v'das lishol lav im Rashi. First wide line im nitnes im lav. It's a very important Rashi. Rashi is fataiching the sugi because it's a very complicated sugi. The many we show
you
have different opinions on this matter.
That she has doubt that you
can
ask her.
You can. You have an option of saying to the woman, did you do an Aveira in this room?
This is the hot food here.
The hot food? No, I'm talking about like Kishka and Chalent.
Nay.
And Psha.
See, the same thing is at Sheretz.
Psha's cold. Im nitmei sim lav, av sovik tomo, dover sheyesh by binogea, binogea zedas lishol, im doga im lav.
Who are you going to ask? You can ask the Sheretz.
Eini yodea. Kigoin, look what she done Rashi. Adam oy tahara shoy Adam Isaac Bohem Adam or Taharis Shahoy Adam Isaac Bohem Bishosh Nulla Hasafi. Very powerful Rashi. In other words, the case that I told you is not correct. Let's say you go and you walk into a room and you see a dead sheretz on the table. And next to the table is an object. And we do not know if the dead sheretz before the dead sheretz touched the object. Before it died, it looked like it fell down from the ceiling. It fell down.
It's only metamor when it's dead, not when it's alive.
So let's say it fell from the ceiling. It fell down from the ceiling.
Right.
So the question was, did it fall from the ceiling and touch the object when it fell down and bounced off and it's on the table? Or did the object just fall on the table? Let's say it's mamish, it's very, very close to the table. Very, very close. And the question over here is if there's a real, like, you have to construct a case. I don't know the case. Okay. Where there's a real possibility that the dead sheretz touched the object.
Nee.
So that the halach is tahar. Because that's not equivalent to the case of a soita. Why? Because the case soita is, you can ask the woman, did you do the avera? Now, she's not going to tell you, obviously, the truth. But she is a human being that really deep down inside, but she's a person that has intelligence and she has das. So too, the only time we're going to say a savik tumber is when a person may have touched the dead sheretz. A human being is sitting at the table and he sees on the table a dead sheretz. And he recognized that I was not aware that there was a dead sheretz on the table. And it can very well be that in my conversation, my activity, I touched it. And because I wasn't even aware that there's a dead sheretz over here, I didn't realize that's a sheretz. I thought it was some cranberries. I didn't realize it was a sheretz. And I may have touched it.
Nay.
So therefore the person, now am I tummy? If I touch the sheretz, I'm tummy. I have to go
but
to the mikvah.
But he doesn't know.
I don't know. But the person that's coming to ask the question is a bardas. He is a human being. He is a human being
yeah.
who has intelligence.
Yeah.
Or let's say a person, you have tyrus, you have food, and it was a person that was moving it around, that was being, food preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now I have, oh, wait, mm-hmm. when I was making the preparation, was I sloppy? Did I allow the food to touch the sheretz? So the suffix is noilad from a person, a human being, intervene was engaging in activity, and a human being is like a soita, that's a human being. But if the suffix is null in a situation where there's no human being who is involved, then the object is automatically tar. The only time we're going to say this principle that suffix tumber shus hayachid is tameh, if it's like a soita in regard to this very important principle.
So you're telling me, yeah, you, if there's a person, you ask the person whether...
Look at the Rashi again. We have to go very quickly because we have to do tonight three daf. Rashi over here says, im nitmeis umas soita shiyesh boi das lisholav, im nitmeis im lav. We can ask, theoretically, we can ask this woman, did you do the avera in this chamber, yes or no?
Yeah.
We can ask her. There must be that potential. Av savik tumah davar shiyesh boi b'negeya zeh. The object that touched the tumah, das li shoel im noga im lav. V'hu oimer, he will respond, eini yodea. Kigoin. And Rashi explains, Adam, a person. The shayla is, did the person touch the object that's tumah? Oi, or... Let's say there's food, but the food was being handled by a human being. But if Stam, you walk into a room and you see on the table a dead sheretz, and you see next to it an object, and there's no one to ask, there's no one over here that's responsible for the object, then subject to Mirushus HaYachid is tar. If you buy a house, and you walk into the room, you walk into a room, and all you see on the table is a sheretz and a piece of food, and there's no one to ask, there is no human being coming to that we can ask, did the food touch the sheretz, yes or no? It's tar. If we know the person who put it there and handled the food, and we can ask him, did the food that you were handling touch the sheretz or not? And he will say, I do not know. Then we apply the rule of savik tumber shus hayachid is tam, because there's a bardas, there's a human being. Okay? So it's either the person himself made contact with the food.
Yeah.
And the person himself does not know if he touched the food or not. Or there was a person that was handling the food that may have touched the sheretz. So that we can ask the person, when you were handling the food, did the food come in contact with the sheretz? And he will say, I do not know. Then we say that it's similar to the case of a soita, and savik tam birsha sayachid is tamei. Okay, yeah. So this is the yisoid. It's a very important yisoid. This appears in Shas many, many times, this principle, that you have to have davar sheyesh by das li shohel olaf. And you have to carefully define what that means. And Rashi is written with the utmost precision, al pirur ha-kodesh, like our Rebbe, Rabbi Sholim Shlita. And it's written with precision, and therefore you have to appreciate what it says over the Rashi. Rashi is kigoin. Rashi gives two examples. I'm willing to bet you If Rashi goes out of his way to give two examples, if you look very carefully in all of the other Rishonim, you're going to find that others disagree with Rashi. And they have a different mahalach. A different mahalach in the Sugya, what it means the Dovah Shesh Midas Lishol. Rashi is gold. He's saying the Pshat. This is the Iker Pshat. I remember we're hearing from official Shachter Shlita. He did many, many Shiyam and Torah Nita and Dal Dafa, Eli Teitelbaum. And he once said that he was learning that he prepared an enormous amount to say over the Shiyam on the tape. And he learned the Sugya. And Rashi was extremely complicated. And Tosfos was so easy as pie. And he asked Rav Pam Zeches Ag Levracha, can I say on this shir the pshat like Tosfos and not like Rashi, because it's so much easier. Anyway, it's Daf Yomi, Balabatim. You know, we'll learn the Gemara, the Tosfos pshat. So Rav Pam told him, no matter how complicated Rashi is, relative to Tosfos, the Iker, Mahalich, the Mesorah, is to learn the Rashi. Rashi comes first. Rashi comes first, and Rashi tells you the pshat, you have to follow what Rashi says. We have a beautiful sugya of Davar Sheyesh Baidas Lishalav, and Rashi says very precise words because it's a very complicated sugya, and he gives you two examples, and it's kedai to memorize this. If I were you, I wouldn't go to sleep tonight until I know this by heart. Shpiel will wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and 25 years from now, and you should be able to recite the words by heart, what Rashi over here says. It says, Kigoin. If you can't memorize the whole Rashi, at least to memorize the second part of Rashi, where Rashi says, Kigoin, what is the example? Kigoin, Adam, a human being who has a doubt if he touched his sheretz, oi, taharis, or items that are tahar, shahoya, Adam, osuk bohen. A person, a human being who we know who he is, we have his name, his telephone number, we have his social security number, and his driver's license, we can identify the human being that was touching and was dealing with the taharis, and now we have a doubt to touch it. The adam osuk bohem b'shor shenoylad. It's another zach that Rashi is. Rashi is shenoylad hasafik. At the moment when we have doubt emerged, there was a human being on site who was being oisek in these taharis.
If you're able to ask, then we say
because Rashi's coming to Bavarn that ain't a chenag when it comes to a case of
suffix. Exactly comparable.
It comes to a case of person. Okay, you want to go say suffix, dover sheish boidas. So you can say it's only noge human beings. Did I touch the sheretz? Did I not touch the sheretz?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll argue, but let's say the question is a food item or a utensil. A utensil or a food item, and we have a doubt, did it come in contact with the sheretz?
But let's say there was a person that...
Oh, so if not for this Rashi, you would say, you'll read the words, Dover sheyesh boi das lishoil. The woman is the subject. Did she do an Avera, yes or no? We don't know, but a woman is a human being. She has intelligence. So maybe the only time when you're going to say the rule of Safek Tumber, Rishus Yochan is Tameh, is only when the question is, did a human being touch a sheretz?
Yeah.
Did he touch the sheretz? Did he not touch the sheretz? That's it, because a human being is a human being, intelligence. But let's say the shaila is, we do not know if a food item or a utensil touched the sheretz, then there's no halacha. Then the halacha will be that it's going to become tar. Kamash Mulan, Rashi comes to mafkia you from das kozeves, from false knowledge. Das balabayis is hepuch midas Torah. Hepuch midas Torah. Don't make that mistake and think that when the shayla is food or utensil, then savik tum bereshus hayochid is tar. No. If there is a owner, if there is a human being who is engaged in moving and dealing with the object, when the object came in contact with the tumah, that's also included in the halacha of Savik Tumber Rishus Yochid is Tameh.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a profound vart. Can't take anything Rashi says for granted. Do you ever meet Rashi?
What?
Just joking. Vaita.
Do I ever read him?
Meet him.
I met a guy named Rashi.
That's the Gemara. Av Sheretz, Sheyesh Boy. Now we go back to the Gemara. Umikan Amru. Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishol. Birushus Hayochid. Sveikoi Tamei. Birushus Rabim. Let's say there's a human being who walked down the street and there's a dead sheretz and he does not have really touched it. Sveikoi Tor. Because like the Soit, the Nistra of Yinitma. Nistra, they go in Yechidus.
That's only right. Okay. That's not Shasirab, not Shasirab.
The Sha'ein by Das, Frek the Gemara. What, in other words, of the Sha'ein by Das, Yishoel. Let's say there's no Das, Bain Birishus, Yachid, Bain Birishus, Rabim, Sveikai.
Yeah, of course.
Tahar. Why? Why Sveikot Tahar?
It has to be exactly comparable to Sveikot.
Yeah, but so it's a Sveikot Tahar. Why Sveikot Tahar? Why do you say Sveikot Tahar?
No, Sveikot Tahar.
Why? Why?
Because they call me Sufik Tamei only if it's exactly comparable to Saita.
So what is the starting point? Right. So why do you say?
No, because it has to have Das also.
So then the Chiddush is that if you have Das in the Rishus Harabim, if you have Das in the Rishus Harabim.
No, but you know why? Because it's missing the Rishus Yachid also. It has to be both. Das and Rishus Yachid.
But why is the starting point Taha? The starting point should be Tamei. And the chiddush will be that only by a soita, only by a shayta yachid, but a b'nei rishus
harabim. Should I tell you why? Because we have a 12 cheskes.
Cheskes kashrus. You see, he knows.
No, even by person also.
He knows everything. He knows everything.
Innocent until proven guilt. And the same thing with everything. We can't.
In America, you don't say
it's
that.
Like you always.
In North America, you're
guilty.
You're a terrorist until proven.
No, that's a clockwork. Whether it's a person or an object, we always say, we always look at the positive.
Kashus.
We always turn to the positive.
Kashus.
Only if you can prove that there's a problem.
Excellent. The Talmud Chacham.
But you understand why? Okay, Das.
He's saying very good. The Davar Shem Hashlusha. Why? Bishoy Mistakei Tahar. Mistakei Yistar. Gvaldik. Mistakei Yistar. Frag the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel. Om Rabbi Akiva.
Because Tommy is already the Chiddush.
Right.
You have to prove.
And that
you
learn that in Soita.
Right.
Soita. Frek the Gemara Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Truma, Umahadilei Ihu Kihuna.
Why is it that Einas Ma'atzma, that's a little similar. Einas Ma'atzma in Russia, why if he comes forth and says, Amara, why don't we believe him?
Ein Adam.
Why is that? Only through witnesses.
Shein Pasik, V'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Because the neshama is a tzaddik. The amech kulam tzaddikim.
Okay.
Yebecheskes kashus. Why you took
even
a shvua?
Even if a person admits it, okay.
Even if you admit it, yeah. A person took a shvua in the mother's womb. In the mother's womb, the malach makes a person take a shvua to be tzaddik ve'al to be rasha.
Okay.
The male, you can't go against it. You took a shvua.
Why do you have to say that? Why not say
Moshe Goz-Oimed? Right, so I just said the Moshe Goz-Oimed. Aha. Why you go say the already Moshe Goz-Oimed Har-Sinai? The Neshama. Every Neshama was a Har-Sinai. Chlesish, I don't know. Weiter. Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva Tufegnan. The Gemara is going back on the Brice that
Rabbi
we learned
Shmuel
from
said in the name of Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah. This is a quotation from what we learned yesterday silently. Silently between last night and today, certainly you learned wherever we didn't finish. You certainly learned. I'm sure you learned. You learned homework. You did what we were missing, and then we quoted this brisa. And in the brisa, there was a challenge mentioned from the sugya of Teruma, and the answer was given from Kuhuna. The Gemara is going to explain. Look at Rashi for starters. Rashi.
No, we didn't even finish the statement here. The
let's see. Let's see. The one kash. Look at Rashi first. Upar chinon. Let's just read a few more lines. Rav Moshe says, whenever you don't know something, you go weiter.
Nee.
And the Siyat Deshmaya, that nee. It all comes together. Weiter. The Su, furthermore, another question. Just hold off on the word. It'll come clear in a moment.
Okay.
The Su. Rabbi Akiva kuhuna minole. How do you know that the woman is also the kuhuna? Look at the Hilchos Rashi. Vesu. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva. V'echad minole. Rationally, the asura likuhuna imeze. Which means a nayadin. Okay, we didn't learn this. We didn't learn this together. That let's say this woman. Let's say the husband dies. She has kinui and stira.
Yeah.
Kinui and stira. Stay in the Torah, v'nitma, echad labal, v'yechad laboyel. To the bal and the boyel. Now, let's take a step back. I want to take one step back. Rachmana litzlan, if a woman was raped, a woman had a bias, it was nivala, against her will, what is the halacha? She's not allowed to marry
a kohen.
A kohen.
Now that means it means
and she cannot continue living with a kohen if she's married to a kohen.
A woman is married. A woman is married. Right, right. She's married. If the woman is married, if it's a terrible tragedy. If a woman is a married woman who is married to a kohen, she is married to a kohen, and someone forces her to do a bia, so she has to get divorced. According to the letter of the law, I told you we discussed Bizman Azeh, the different heterim Bizman Azeh, Rahman al-Sultan, but make her
identity. What happens today? Would it be different?
It could be because the Cheskas Kahuna today is weak.
Yeah, it's what weak. About if his name is Rappaport?
He asked a good question. He asked a tough question. I don't know the answer.
They're calling you
I don't know the answer. Not everyone knows what happened either. It's also private matters. No, not even necessarily people know what happened. But the halach is, if a woman is married to a kohen, if someone lives with her against her will, she has to get divorced. Now let's say she's not married to a kohen, she's married to a yisrael, and someone does a bia on her against her will.
She can continue living.
But let's say her husband subsequently dies, not divorced, because divorce anyway can marry. Dies, so she's an almana. Is an almana allowed to marry a kohen?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Only a kohen gadol, an almana, a widow.
Yeah, but
is
since
not
they
like...
were mafata, since she was raped, she can't.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. In a regular case.
That's what I was going on.
I'm sorry. In a regular case, a woman that was not raped,
yeah.
And she's married. She's married, and her husband dies.
Yeah.
So she's now an almana, a widow.
She can't marry a widow.
A regular almana,
not raped.
Yeah. A woman had a wonderful marriage. No, nothing ever bad ever happened to her, uh-huh. And her husband dies.
Yeah.
She is permitted lechatchila to marry a kohen. The only one that she cannot marry is a kohen gadol. If she gets divorced, then she's not allowed to marry a regular kohen. But let's say during this happy marriage, it happened once that a man lived with her against her will.
Uh-huh.
So if she's married to a yisrael.
Yeah.
It's no one's business. No one has to know about this. She's permitted to remain married to the Yisrael. Let's say at some point in time the husband dies, and now she gets a shidduch suggestion to marry a kohen. Is she allowed to marry the kohen? No, because since when she was married, she was nivala to a person to whom she's not allowed to be with.
So she's not allowed to marry
a kohen. Here's our sugya. We have here a woman that's married to a man, and the husband says, don't talk to this person. And then she has stira. And then the husband dies.
Yeah.
And now she wants to marry not the boil. We learned that. The boil we learned yesterday remains awesome.
Yeah.
She wants to marry a kohen. So is she allowed to marry a kohen? Again, she's married to a husband.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was kilei and stira.
And then he dies.
And the husband died before
he gave
him the
drink.
And now she wants to marry a kohen. Is she allowed to marry a kohen? So we learn not.
That's a suffix.
She's not, just like we learned yesterday, she's not allowed to marry the boyel.
Yeah, yeah.
The boyel, the suspect. She's not allowed to marry a regular kohen because maybe, she was nivala, and that bia was a bia shloi kedin because
right.
She's married to her husband.
And therefore, she's
not allowed to marry.
Not allowed to marry a kohen.
So now that's what Rashi says. Minole. So the Gemara's question is: we're in the middle of Minole Rashi. Dasura likuhuna imeze. V'holeka lemeimar desharia. You can't go say. That she's permitted. Why the hash or the truma? Also, why? Because there's another halacha that we have to. Okay, let's go to another halacha. We're learning so many halachas today. It's mamish yomtif to learn all of these halachas of the saita. The woman, her husband, kili and stira. Let's say they don't have children. Let's say like azoy. Let's say the husband's a kohen. Let's make it like that. Husband is a kohen. So she's a Yisraelis. So what is the law? Is she allowed to eat truma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is a Yisraelis allowed to eat truma on a regular free? A woman is not married. Usher.
Yeah.
It's chiyuv misa
l'shamayim. Unless she's married to a kohen.
Oh, she gets married to a kohen. She's allowed to eat truma. Now the husband administers kinui and stira.
Yeah.
And he did not yet give her to drink.
Yeah.
Is she allowed to eat truma going forward until her husband gives her to drink? No.
No.
That's not halacha. She's not allowed.
But she's still married. She can be with him.
She's still married. She's not allowed to be with her husband.
It says clearly she cannot eat truma. She cannot.
Yes, she cannot.
Why?
Okay. I don't know why. It was a pasuk somewhere. It's a pasuk. Until she drinks the mayim ha'orim, she's not allowed to eat truma. Now truma is the Gemara's name of kal v'chomer. Mad. Now the prohibition to eat truma. I don't know why. We have to analyze this. Is less severe than marrying a kohen. It's less severe for many reasons. Whatever it is, let's
you
make
mean,
that
in
assumption.
In general, the iser of eating truma is not as severe
marrying a kohen. So the halachas.
Who marrying mean Azoyna marrying a kohen?
Right. In this case, so the Gemara saying over here is madoch. We know as the fact that this kini and the stira and the husband and the husband has not yet given her to drink during this time period. She's not allowed to eat truma.
Yeah.
And truma is a lesser avera than.
Right.
So kol shekain, if her husband were to die, she would not be allowed to marry a kohen.
Oh,
because marrying a kohen in the state of a nitma'ah is more severe than the prohibition of eating truma.
Right.
So that's what Rashi over here says. Ma, v'holekel
why do you have to come to our just say punishment? We don't know. Could be she's a zayna.
It's only a suffix. L'choira, the prohibition to marry a kohen is only if you're a vadai zayna.
Oh, so therefore you have to come into our kavachayim.
Let's say, for example, there's a woman that has a bad reputation. Ill repute. There's a Yiddish tochter, she's walking the streets and people, they have rumors, ill repute. Is she allowed to marry a kohen? Yes. Until you know you prove
her
gear.
So you have to come up with the
soita. Gzeres hakosa. Gzeres hakosa.
The
mother of
truma.
So Rashi says, v'holekel mem, the had sharia.
And how do you know b'chlau that marrying a kohen is worse than truma?
I don't know. The Gemara asked yesterday's daf. I think maybe we'll learn it today. I don't even remember anymore. Now let's see, v'holekel mem, the sharia. You can't go say that she can marry a kohen because the hashda litruma osar. Drashi. The hilk drashi. Ribbon shalom is Rashi. You have to say the Ribbono Shel Olam when you learn Torah.
Nee.
Someone was sort of a memory, someone, a younger man, he asked me this, someone who saw a Baruch Ber, he learned about Baruch Ber. I don't know when the story was. And he told me some story, a memory, a story. So he said, I'll tell you the story. I remember, I learned by Bava Metzia. It was the first day Bava Metzia and the Baruch Ber said, Azoy, Eilu Metzia Shaloi. I don't know. Shnayim Eichazim Metalis. Ze oimer kulashali. The zemer kulashali. Baruch Ber said, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Yachlaiku. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. Elu zemer kulashali, you fall asleep.
Nee, nee.
How can you fall such a story? Such a story is a chasidus of Isa.
Zemer
kulashali, zemer kulashali. The Gemara says, Yachlaiku.
Where did you hear this? He said that.
I heard this from someone recently.
Okay.
So Baruch Ben said, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Yachleiku. It's Hashem's Torah. It's Hashem's Torah. This is not just Tama, an intellectual pursuit. Weiter. So Manali, look at it. You can't go say the Sharia. Why? The Hashto Litruma Osala Madach. The Hashto Litruma Osala the Osala Likuna Mibaya. Madoch, the woman after Kinev Estira, is not allowed to eat teruma. Kol shekain, she cannot marry a kohen. That's more severe. Umikal v'chaimeru, umikal v'chaimeru, lo yolif the imkain ha'inu Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, now how do you know this? Okay, we have to see what this means. Let's go a little bit more right in the Gemara. Okay, let's just hold it for a moment. Vesu, next back to the Gemara. So we already have
Let's start again from the Gemara. Okay. Rav Shmuel,
he's asking now a whole series of questions.
So Rav Shmuel,
question
Rav
number
Rav
one here is, Rav Shmuel, I'm Rav Kiva. Rav Shmuel
truma.
Said, truma, he challenged him with the halach of truma. We have to define what that means in a few, hold off a few moments what that means. That's question number one. Question number two, Rav Akiva, kuhuna minole. How do you know? How did Bechlau, when he asked him this question of Kuhuna, that an Isha who has kin of Estira is not allowed to marry to a Kuhuna, what's his source? The Chi, Temo, Kuhuna, how does he know that?
Oh.
Don't go tell me that he knows it, he knows Kuhuna from a Kal V'choymer, from Truma. Because if that's going to be the case, then there's no disagreement between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, which we have to explain what that means also a little bit further. We'll just hold it for 1 second. The Chi Tema, maybe you'll tell me, The way that we know that kuhuna, that a woman was the king of Estiri, cannot marry a kohen, loy tzricha kra, we don't need a pasuk. You know why? Why? Because sharei also basafik zayna kizayna. This is what Rabbi Yisrael Zev Lobel was trying to say. Maybe there's a nayadin that when it comes to a woman who's a, you don't need a gzeres hakasef. You don't need a kalvachaymer. There's a halacha v'hu isha zoyna lo yikach. It's a pasuk in the Torah. A kohen is not allowed to marry a zoyna. So maybe we can suggest that when the Torah says zoyna, it means even safik zoyna. So you don't need a kalvachaymer. You don't need a special pasuk. That any woman who is suspected of being a zayna, thus is enough to not be allowed to marry. Yeah. Maybe that's the makar. Also about self zayna gazayna. If you're gonna go with that logic, then guess what? You don't need a pasuk for truma either, because then truma nami loyti baikra. Then when it comes to truma, you also don't need a pasuk when it comes to truma. Because then you can say that how do you know that a woman who's a suffix zoyna is not allowed to eat truma? A woman that a suffix bias iser zol b'sach. Ihachi, that's the case. So truma nami lo tibayi kosh. Also about suffix zoyna ki zoyna. So obviously it's not true. You need a suffix zoyna is not garnished. In order for a suffix zoyna, an ordinary suffix zoyna, you have a woman who walks down the street, people suspect her. Okay?
No.
You need. It's not enough. You have to have a raya. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, arba kroy ksivi. So here's the answer. So the Gemara here says you're right. If a woman is a suffix zayna, she can eat truma. A woman is a suffix zayna, she can marry a kohen. A soita, a woman at kina vistira, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because kinoy and stira is the zelda thing as a suffix. What is it? What is kinoy and stira? A suffix. Oh, wait, we have over here another person's over here online. I didn't even know you were here. I didn't even know you were online. I didn't see you were online over here because I'm using a different device. Welcome, Shlomo Rabinowitz. Shlomo. Maybe talk a little bit louder in the microphone because I can't hear you. Maybe you can talk
a little bit. I'm using the same device as always.
No, I'm using a different device. My computer broke. I'm using a different device. I have to press another button to see that you're here. Okay, good. So that you're here now. I see you now. I can see you're wearing a very nice shirt today.
Nay.
You're growing a beard like a Rosh Hashiva. Vaita. All right, so therefore, the Gemara is saying, think about it, it's a Pella. A woman who's a Sophic Zoyna. Sophic. There's a real suspicion that she did an Aveira. It's okay. Until you're innocent, until proven guilty. Until proven guilty. Not like in America. In America, you're a terrorist until proven innocent. But in any event...
I just want to get soda. Yeah, continue.
So why is a soita different? A soita is the zelba sofik. It's the same sofik. We don't know what the woman did in privacy. So why is a soita any different than stama sofik? The answer is gzeres hakosef. So gzeres hakosef. Gzeres HaKosef needs a pasuk. You need a pasuk. So what's the pasuk? So the Gemara now is going to present four drashas. Ella, the answer is there's a drasha. Ella, third line from the top. Shlomo ben Utav Chavtes Amid Aleph. 29 Amid Aleph, third line. Ella, Rabbi Kiva, Arba Kroy Ksivi. There are four verses. Chad Lebal. There are four drashas that are going to teach us that there are consequences. When this woman ignores the warning not to be with this man in private and she enters into the chamber in private, there are four consequences for her actions. The Eresh Zache, she's now usher to her husband. Echol Lebachabal. Number two, the Boyel. She's never going to be allowed, if the husband were to die, she's not going to be allowed to marry the Boyel, the suspected adulterer. The Chad Leboyel. The Chad... Anaya drasha l'kuhuna, that she'll never be permitted if the husband dies and does not give her to drink, she'll not going to be allowed to marry a kohen. We have to assume a real avera.
How do we know that?
The drasha, that's drasha number three, the chal l'kuhuna, and drasha number four, v'chad l'truma. There are four drashas. Now, what's the obvious? What are the four drashas? So that we go to Rashi. Rashi says, Let's see the Rashi on top of the page. You don't need a truma. We're going back one line above. One line above, we said, Shlomo, when you see me, am I very dark?
No. Regular?
Yeah. Okay, because I have the blue light filter on. This thing bothers my eyes. I make it dull, so it shouldn't kill me. But I always wonder if the person is looking at me, because when I send pictures, it's always dull. And they tell me it's dull, so I really wonder if it affects the camera.
Which Rashi are you learning?
The top Rashi. The top Rashi. Ihachi, that's the case. The Truman Nami Loti Boy, the Vinay of Mehu, Taima Gufa, Shari, Osa, Kosov, Sait, the Suffolk, Zoyna, Kavada, Zoyna. Uber Truma, Hoya, Dina, the Zoyna, Sura, the Sim says, Ki Seal, Lizar, Ki Tivol, Lizar, et Ki. Ki siel izar, ki tiboil lizar etzla, a man who is a zar etzla. He betrumas hakodashim lo seichel. Then the apostle gadol mizesh he is h sishvidiv alol yacher. Or Rabbi Kimei Chaykor Nakla Bivam is kol absum the apostle v'hanach nami the loy tavsi v'kedushin. The cave on the Rabbi Akiva ain kedushin tavsi the shum psul loy mashmalei. Okay, he's just going different draft fine. It's not that now get our sugya. Ella now comes to the important part of the Gemara, the four psukim. Ella, if you only learn one thing today, we learn this, that there are four consequences for when a woman that becomes a saita. Echa lebal, echa leboyel, echa lekuhuna, ve echa letruma. Truma. Four things. In kachim. Oh, so Mr. Goldberg is asking a good kasha. Can she eat kachim? Can she eat kachim? Maybe. So you would say kal v'chayim from truma. Madach truma is not so sensitive. It only become a shlishi. Truma, which can become a revi, is even more sacred.
Yeah.
You're saying a good svara. Or maybe they're not related. It's a very, you're saying a really good kasha. If you want to be a lamdan, you can try to ask the kasha and analyze the kasha with a lot of depth. I think it's a very good topic for Bisholim to talk about in Shabbos morning at 7:30 Knesset Beis Avigdor.
But that's
from Sechnes Beis. Vayit Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, Arba Kroik Sive, Yisere, Beis Nitma, V'chad V'nitma. It says two times the word Nitma, Nitma, and one time V'nitma, there's a Vav, one of the words has the word Vav, V'nitma, Rabbi Akiva Darshi Vav, V'har, it says, it's the total of Beis V'nitma, v'chad v'nitma. Rabbi Kiva Darshi Vav, Harei Arbos. I think what it means is, I don't know, it's not only what Rashi says, but I think what it means over here is that it says the word v'nitma. Oh no. Do you still see me? Oh no. Oh no, I'm losing them. I gotta plug in the battery.
What am I gonna do now?
When did computers come
back? Power. It's the Musa Haskell life.
When do you think when computers came out? No, in general, that a householder could buy a computer. No, I'm talking about when did it become more.
PCs were 1980s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably very expensive, no? 1980s, they filled up a whole room, the computer. No, wasn't computers very huge then?
No, the PCs, that was the 60s, that filled up a whole room.
In the 1980s, the computer was pretty big. It wasn't like today.
Commodore 64. It wasn't so big.
No?
In the 80s.
But they for sure didn't have the plasma, the what do we call the panel. They for sure didn't have the panel.
In the 80s, they had already, you could buy a computer in the 80s. All right.
But it wasn't some common businesses, was it? No.
It became pretty common. Very quickly it became common.
I don't remember growing up that computer was so common. 1980s, I don't remember that. I remember before that, I remember calculators.
Okay, we're back in business.
You want to figure out something, use the calculator.
We're back in business over here. If no one gets hurt over there. All right. You can see me? Roya Vein Nire.
Nay.
You can hear me? Shlomi, can you hear me?
You're back.
Okay, fine. Right, okay. So Rashi, there are four drash. It says with Vinitma twice, and the Nitma is prefaced with the Vav.
I don't hear you.
You don't hear me now? Do you hear me? Hello? Do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear.
Shlomi, do you hear me? Shlomi? Hello? You hear me?
Tell him to come in person.
Shlomi, reboot. If Sholiman says that he can hear me.
Tell them they should come in person.
Come in person.
Loud and clear, loud and clear.
Shlomi, do you hear me? He doesn't hear me, Shlomi. Hello?
Someone will come up with a minion on Zoom.
Okay, now he is invited. So Rav, there are four drashas. V'nitma, v'nitma, and the two vavs. Okay, four drashas. Echel, l'bal, l'chel, l'bal, l'chel, l'kunim, one is for truma. Vayit in the Gemara. So they have vayit in the Gemara, arba korek sivi. Chad l'bal, v'chal, l'bal, v'chal, l'kunim, v'chal, l'truma. Rabbi Shmuel, t'losa korek sivi. Rabbi Shmuel only has three drashas. Why? Chad l'bal, v'chal, l'bal, v'chal, l'truma. Okay, Rashi, and where Rabbi Shmuel, he has Rabbi Kiva, arba korek sivi, Rabbi Kuna, asim, v'chal, l'chal, and why only three? So let's go back to the previous Rashi. What's the four? I'm a little bit confused. What is the four? Why, how does he have four and he only has three? How does he have four? He says four. Okay, what are the four? Loshen Tumah. Shalosh from Hamburger Parsha, especially the Yeshavi. The Kines is of Avahu Nitma, the Hois in Nitma, Ashatisim. Vinitma. The Kines is of Avahu Nitma, Hois in Nitma, Ashatisim. Okay, I got it. Okay, here's the Drashas. It says the word Vinitma three times. Two without a Vav. And one time with a vav. Okay, that's the answer. In the parish, it says nitma'a, nitma'a, vinitma'a. So nitma's one drasha, nitma's one drasha, vinitma'a, this is the machlokes.
What about the fourth one? Rabbi Kiva says four.
No, so the four is the vav. It says the word nitma'a, it says the word nitma'a, nitma'a, vinitma'a.
So far, that's three drashas.
But there's a vav, the third word nitma'a, there's a vav. So the machlokes is, do you dash in the vav? If you dash in the vav, you get four drushes.
So enumerate the four drushes.
Nitma.
Nay, one.
Echad labal, echad laboyel, echad lekuhuna, one lechuma.
So nitma as
labal.
Yeah.
Nitma, the second nitma is the boyel.
Yeah.
The third nitma is.
Oh, there's a third one. Oh.
The three is for the kuhuna. And the vav of the third nitma, there's only one vav.
It's a truma.
Is the truma.
I got it.
Now, Rabbi Akiva doesn't, the other man, the Yomar, does not darshan vavs. If he doesn't darshan vavs, so how many drush do you have? Only three. So you have for the baal, the boil, and the kuhuna. Oh, yeah, well, for truma. Baal, boil, and truma. How then do you know kuhuna if you only have three?
The vav, you learn by kuhuna. Uh-huh. Yeah,
how do you know if you only have three? Because you're not going to go darshan the vav. How do you get the fourth one? Kal v'chaymer. Madoch, the Torah prohibited her to marry, to eat truma.
Yeah.
From drush number three. Certainly, kunetz mochamor.
Forgive me for saying, in the Mishnah's mashma, not the two nitmas, the vav and the vav.
That's a different. There's different drashas. You have to go one thing at a time. You have to come back the whole thing one shot. Let's just do this over here. So the Gemara's mashma over here is that Rabbi Shmuel. We have over here four drashas. Plus a koy, we see the chalav, 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 From truma l'kuhuna, kal v'chaymer, v'chayl v'kuhuna l'asim kal v'chaymer. But Rabbi Shmuel mimai, fakat the Gemara is a kasha. Rabbi Shmuel mimai ditzuch kol l'truma l'kuhuna asim kal v'chaymer. Why do you tell me that the drasha is for truma, and it's for truma? And now we're going to derive kuhuna for the kal v'chaymer. Pum fakert.
Before you go that, how do you learn the kal v'chaymer?
The kal madoch truma is kal. And the Torah says that the soita is not allowed to eat truma anymore. to marry a kohen, that's a davar chamor. Certainly, she's not going to be allowed to marry a kohen.
But that's how Rav Shmuel is going to know.
Correct. He's not going to derive it from a kohen v'chamor. He's going to derive it from a drasha.
So now he's asking.
The Gemara, whoever told you that the drasha, you have only one drasha, extra drasha available. So you're applying it to truma, and once you know truma, you're going to make a kohen v'chamor to kohen. Who gave you the right to do that? Maybe the drasha.
No, the kavuchaim is for the kavuchaim.
The kavuchaim goes from truma to kahuna.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why don't we say the drasha is teaching you dafka kahuna, and now you can't make a kavuchaim from kahuna to truma? Who told you that? Look at the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Shmuel, me my the itzrich kral the truma. Ukahuna asked him a kavuchaim. Dilma maybe ki itzrich le kahuna. Maybe the third drasha is coming to teach you kahuna.
Uh-huh.
Utruma sharia. I'm a male. If you don't have a special, you can't make a kal v'chomer. You cannot make a kal v'chomer from kahuna to truma, and you don't have a special drasha available for truma. So the result will be that a soit is allowed to eat truma.
Wow.
Mr. Goldberg, you here?
Here.
You saying that the drasha vava will go on the kahuna?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Mela, you're going to a kuhuna now.
And therefore, you can't learn, right?
You can't make a kal v'chomer from kuhuna to truma.
But truma, you can't learn from kuhuna because kuhuna is much more severe.
Right. It's much more severe. So then the result will be is that truma mutter. Truma shahariach. Amalach mistavra. It's logical. Dumya de baal boyel. Everyone agrees that the baal and boyel is going to be nichal and the two drashas, right? Because that's the subject matter. The baal and the boyel. Now you have an extra drasha. A drasha is available. Who is it more likely it should be applied to? To truma or to kahuna? So the Gemara is the svara that it should go to truma. Why?
Yeah.
The mistar v'dumi the baal the boil ma baal the boil mechayim after now mechayim because it's relevant now. Kahuna only becomes relevant when the husband dies. The woman's not going to be allowed to marry. Well, right now she anyway can't marry a kohen because right now she's an eshes ish.
Right.
So when does the shaila become irrelevant? If the husband will die before she ever gives her to drink, is she going to be allowed to marry a kohen?
Right.
Who says the husband's going to die? Maybe she'll die first.
And as opposed
maybe
to truma,
maybe he'll divorce her.
As opposed
truma's right now. The husband doesn't have to die.
If
right
the husband's
now,
a kohen.
If comes right, the husband's a kohen. So it's relevant right now. So the mail, when you make this more something you saw, when you make a drasha,
oh, I see.
You
go,
you
what's
make
now?
Practical drashas. Don't go look in the hechad fenster to find drashas in the
hoicha fenster.
What?
Yeah.
What's the expression?
Hoicha fenster.
Hoicha fenster. Hoicha fenster. Right, hoicha fenster. Don't go look. Don't
eye windows.
What?
Eye windows.
High windows. What does that mean?
No, high windows. Nay.
High windows. High windows.
Nay. This is high windows.
My thought was a high fence.
I've truma and I've chayim.
Fine. You know that's what they say by shaduchim. What are you looking for? Don't go look for the
high. The full cake of kahuna. The last one.
Because why do you need to take a four drush? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, if you wouldn't have the four drush to take, you would go taka, said it applies only to lakuna. Rabbi Akiva lamaskana holds it applies to all four, but he needs a special drasha for each one because he does not want to say three and then make a kal v'chomer to four. Because who says if you only have a third pasuk available, you will apply it to kahuna? Oh, but what about the kasha?
Right.
What, no, I don't say that. I don't say dumi de balaboyal. Rabbi Akiva. Dumi de balaboyal leslay. He doesn't hold to that svara. The inami.
What do you mean, doing the Bible boy and Leslie?
The Gemara doesn't see. The Gemara doesn't tell us the logic. The Gemara just he doesn't like the svara. What was the Gemara's answer? We have a drush available. It's more relevant to apply it to truma than to apply
correct
it to. He doesn't. It's not an excuse. Just because it's not relevant at this moment, it doesn't make a difference. Look at Rashi.
In terms of Chaim,
look at Rashi, Rabbi Akiva. Look at the Halak, Rashi, Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva. The Matzrich Kra Lichohuna. Who needs a pasuk luchuna? Dumya de baal boil. Lastly, the Eloi cost of cry. You
say it again.
Lastly, he doesn't hold that svara. Rashi so far has not explained to us why he rejects that svara, that it's more relevant. He doesn't understand why, and he says because of the
I'm saying just the opposite. I'm truma. He's not the
Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says there are four drashas.
Yes, yeah.
Why does Rabbi Akiva need come four drashas? Why couldn't Rabbi Akiva follow Rabbi Shmuel?
Nee.
Three drashas should be sufficient.
Nee.
Echel lebal, echel leboil, one for truma, and once we know truma, we'll make a kal v'chomer for kahuna.
Right.
So what is his answer? His answer is, if I only had three drashas, I would make echel lebal, echel leboil, v'echel lekahuna. For lekahuna. And the male truma would be sharia.
Right.
Why, Rabbi Akiva, don't say that. You would never take the third drasha and apply it to kahuna, because kahuna is not relevant.
Right.
Because the guy's alive.
Right.
Make the drasha for something that's more practical.
Nee.
Eating chuba right now.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't hold from that svara. Just because it's not practical. Just because it's not practical, I don't care. I still going to apply it to the more severe case. Rabbi Akiva, the matrich kra l'chuna, dum yud the baal boil, less. He doesn't hold that svara that we're going to apply to something that's more practical. The baal boil. The Eloi cost of Kroy Yisrael Loi Havi Marbinon Elokun of the Chamira. The Golchad the Chad Kroy, but Ape Navshe, who will Loi Arminon, Hall Loi. Oh, so he says something very different, interesting over here. He's giving you the reason now. Rashi now is giving you the reason why he doesn't hold the Svara, because he says there's no din of Dumya. See, I didn't say it correctly. I didn't say Das Bal Habayis Hepuch Midas Torah. I told you that. You want to apply it to the more chomer case. Rashi just says simply, when you have drashas in the encyclopedia of how to make drashas, so there are rules. There's a whole set of rules. There's a school to go to, a finishing school to teach you how to make drashas. Whoever told you this rule that when you have a series of drashas, A, B, C, D, drasha D has to fit into the mold of A, B, and C. Who told, or a C has to fit into A and B? Who told you this? If you have a drasha, each drasha is thoroughly independent. It stands on its own. The whole svar of Rabbi Shmuel is, I'm up to drasha number 3. I have a choice. I can either go down this path or go down this path. So to make an analysis, let's make the drasha result one that will be similar to A and B. A and B is mechayim. So Chuma's mechayim, and I'm going to go to the case. And I'm going to go to the case of kuna.
Right.
It's lav mechayim.
Right.
Who told you that? You're making up your own rules. If you have drashas, A, B, C, each drasha stands on its own. It is unique, special, no shaykhis. It's in its own orbit. Memela, I have drasha A, very good, baal, boil. Now I'm drasha number 3.
Yeah.
Don't go tell me it has to be similar to A and B's mechayim. If you want to say a chidush, what is the general rule in halacha? Ein lechaba yoisa michidusha. You always say the lesser chidush. You don't go say the bigger chidush. If you have a drasha, what is the more logical to apply to when it stands alone? Kahuna.
Yeah.
Because kahuna is a davar chamor. Who says chuma? You should go apply it to chuma. So Mela, we're going to apply it to the case of kahuna. And don't go tell me that it has to be something, I don't hold that svara. The chad kor b'avi nafshu hu v'loy amrina
ho'loy v'loy amrina. The rules of a drasha are right here.
Those are just the names of the drasha. It doesn't tell you the rules of how to make the drasha. So when you make the drasha, why and sometimes you make a drasha, do you make a kal v'chom and sometimes you make a gzeri shava? Why this way, that other way? Okay, just telling you, these are the rules. When, how you make the drush, there's a lot more to it.
Okay.
We don't say the sort of dumya. Okay, we don't say the sort of dumya.
Okay.
Good. Vait in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara's not finished yet. Vinami islay mil sad azakal v'chaymer to, oh, another din. Now, right, the Gemara, there's another yisoid in making drushes. Okay, there's a whole encyclopedia to this. All the rules making drashas. That's what I'll tell you, right. You're right. When you make a drasha, you have a series, a sequence, A, B, and C. You're up to C. C has to be dumya. It has to be dumya to A and B. However, milsa to asya b'kal v'chaim. So you're right. We would apply it to truma. Once you apply it to truma, what happens now? Now, or once I know truma, automatically I know kahuna. Kal v'chaim, right? If you know... So why then? Why then is there a fourth? There's a fourth drasha, another vav. Why is there a fourth? Yeah. I don't need a four.
Okay.
So there's a rule. Milsa the aser mekal v'chomer torach v'chosav lokra. Even though yikaita can derive from mekal v'chomer, there's another rule, and the rule is the Torah sometimes emphasizes it with a drasha, even though technically speaking it's not necessary. because you can learn from a Kal V'chomer. Now this is a very interesting concept, because the Gemara never says Milsa the Asya the Gzeira Shava Torach V'Kosef Lokra with an extra part. Even though we could have made a Binyanav Milsa the Asya with a Binyanav Milsa the Asya with a Klal Pradu Klal Torach V'Kosef Lokra wrote a pasuk. The only time the Gemara ever says the Svara that Milsa the Kal V'chomer is one of the Yugil Midas. A Kal V'chomer is not just a logical thing. A Kal V'chomer is a structured drasha. It's a structured drasha. It's not a Kal V'chomer like you say by yourself. There are certain Kal V'chomers, the Odom Don Minavshe. There's a Kal V'chomer that's Nichlal in the din of the Yud Gimel Midah She'atar Nidreshes. That's not a logical thing. This is a structured drasha. And yet the Gemara says, only by Kal V'chomer, even though we have a drasha, Kal V'chomer, Torach V'chosav Lokro. The pasuk writes about it. It gives you another word to emphasize it. You never say that by any of the other drashas, unless you want to say over here that when it says the kal v'chomer is not the kal v'chomer in the drasha. Okay, this is an ar sameach. I think about this 100 times. This ar sameach is there are two types of kal v'chomer. There's a kal v'chomer adam don minafshe. And then there's a Kal V'chomer that's part of the Yud Gil Midrash Nidreshes. Yeah. So quick question over here. When the Gemara here says Truma, Kol Shechein Kuna, Kal V'chomer, is that a Kal V'chomer of the Yud Gil Midrash, or is that a Kal V'chomer of Adon Dami Nafshe?
I don't know.
So L'chomer is Adon Dami Nafshe. Because you couldn't possibly then say, Milsa, the Asa Kal V'chomer, Torach V'chomer.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because it'll be a double drasha.
Right.
So it
exactly has
to be Misvara, yeah. The Haraya. You never have in the Gemara anywhere where the Gemara says Milsa, the Asya, with Klal Pradu Klal, Torach V'chomer of Lokra.
Right.
Because this is not a Kal V'chomer of a drasha, it's a Kal V'chomer Misvara. Then you can say this. I hope it was worthy for you to come tonight and learn with me. Thank you for coming.
It's a heavy Gemara. You can use it as a murder weapon.